So, Tanisha, tell me a little bit about how you ended up in this wonderful position now in a way that's going to revitalize Newark Symphony Hall. We're so happy to have you here as part of the Newark family. How did this position come about for you?
I call it divine intervention. I was literally sitting by the pool last June, and I was fooling around on LinkedIn and saw that this position was available and messaged a friend of mine and said, did you know about this? And she said, Tanisha, they've been doing this search since January. They're probably down to finalists. And that's true. They actually were down to final candidates. So I had to go in there hard and heavy. And another friend of mine, a Newark friend of mine, said, you need to go in like a presidential campaign. So I campaigned for this position because, again, they were essentially down to final candidates.
Since you've been involved in countless arts organizations, you've been honored by such prestigious corporations and linked in, as you will, with so many different arts organizations. What caught your eye about Symphony Hall?
So this, in my view, is the sort of perfect intersection of my passions, and that's community development and the arts. I'm familiar with Symphony Hall. Who isn't familiar with the legendary Symphony Hall? Growing up in New York, so I am not a native Newarker. Growing up in New York, if there was anything happening here, it was live at Newark Symphony Hall. So it was that perfect intersection, because I knew that, because I was a former board member of Preservation New Jersey, I knew that Symphony Hall had been put on the most endangered site list by Preservation New Jersey in the 90s, and that there was some concern about it being able to continue. And so I thought, I'm going to be honest. I said, I'm the only person that you need to see for this job, because I know how to do this job in terms of revitalizing both the facility, the Performing Arts Center, as well as the programming.
What is your vision for Symphony Hall?
So I really view myself as a steward here. I'm not the savior of Newark Symphony Hall. There have been ideas and plans that my plan is really to provide the stewardship for the implementation of it. Since I've been here, and I've only been here a few months, gotten to hear from community members about the sort of things that they want to have happen at Symphony Hall. It holds a very special place in everyone's heart. And so the programming, I hope, will be very diverse. Right now, we are active. A lot of people aren't aware, unless they come to a special event at Symphony Hall, that we have activities and events happening there every week, but they're typically private events. What I'm hoping is to put in a signature series of programming, public-facing programming, but it's going to take time. This is a 3 to 5 year plan for the revitalization of Symphony Hall.
How do you plan on using some of Newark's anchor institutions, for instance, NJPAC? You know, when NJPAC went up, a lot of people kind of saw that as the beginning of the end for Symphony Hall. How do you plan on utilizing them and the other? Then you have the Prudential Center. How do you plan on kind of navigating through these big organizations that you're kind of surrounded by and maybe using them to your advantage at Symphony Hall?
That's a great question. I'm still figuring that out. The advantage that I have and that I pointed out in my 2.5-page cover letter, I think, when I went for this, is that I've known the leadership of both of those organizations. You mentioned the things that I'm involved in. I'm on the board of trustees of Art Pride New Jersey, and so John Schreiber has been my colleague, who's the present CEO of NJPAC, for those who don't know, and his predecessor as well. So I've been on that board for some time. I know one of the vice presidents at the Prudential Center. He was an appointed official in the state, and at one point, you didn't mention this, I was a director of economic development for the city of Trenton, and I was the executive director of the Trenton Downtown Association. So I've actually known a lot of these folks and consider them peers and colleagues. And John Schreiber and I just had a conversation last week about different ways that we can support each other. So I'm pretty excited about being part of this entire arts ecosystem here in Newark.
So as far as the building is concerned, it's such a historic building. It just reminds me of all the history that the city of Newark has, particularly in the arts and in the jazz community. I mean, when you walk in there, it's so majestic.
You are 100% right. I'm not sure if several people, and many people know that in the past several years, we renamed the concert hall the Sarah Vaughan Hall. And so absolutely, you know, one of the things that we're working on is a special project. And you didn't even know this. I'm so glad you opened the door for this. We're working on a special project called If the Hall Could Talk, where we actually are going to look at various dimensions of the history of Newark Symphony Hall. And we're beginning with the African-American dimension because it hasn't really been talked about in any comprehensive way. The first performer, African-American performer at Symphony Hall was actually Marian Anderson in 1940. We have had, of course, Newark, what I consider Newark legends, like the Drinkard Sisters and Sweet Inspirations. Sweet Inspirations was discovered by Elvis. Elvis took them out to Vegas in 1969 for an 8-year residency. So the day after Martin Luther King was assassinated, Jimi Hendrix performed on that main stage at Symphony Hall. So the plan is for us to archive that history, and we need the community's assistance in that process, but archive that history and create an entire presentation that could be a tourist attraction that talks about, if you ever go out to Disney and see the Hall of Presidents, we plan to include that as part of our ongoing programming as well. So thanks for asking.
The mayor of Newark, of course, the Honorable Raz Baraka, and I'm sure plenty of other dignitaries are going to be coming out in droves next week for your official introduction to the city of Newark. Are you looking forward to it? Are you nervous?
I am absolutely looking forward to it. That's on April 4th. We're going to open the doors at 5:30 in the evening and hope to get the program started. I'm looking forward to the mayor being there. I'm going to have to say one more thing about the mayor, because I'm also producing a Deaf Poetry Jam reunion in Philadelphia. And when I was introduced to the mayor and he interviewed me, I said, you know, Mayor, I really want to bring this to Newark Symphony Hall. Should I be appointed in the role? And if I recall correctly, you performed on Deaf Poetry Jam reunion. So Deaf Poetry Jam on HBO. So every time I get interviewed, I put it out there that the mayor did commit to being my headliner for the Deaf Poetry Jam reunion that I plan to bring to Newark Symphony Hall in the fall of this year, hopefully around the birthday of Amiri Baraka, his dad. But yes, I'm very excited about next week, and I hope we get a lot of community members to come out. We are also hoping to open it up for the community, give some very specific feedback to us that night as well.
Any final thoughts about, or any future events that you know of that you may want to, you know, put out there for the community to get excited for? I know you're partnering with the Lincoln Park Music Festival, which is a big deal here in the city of Newark in the summertime. That's all part of the revitalization of that Lincoln Park neighborhood down there.
Absolutely. I'm grateful for the partnership that we have with them. But we do have other things. You know, we have Soul Line Dancing, which happens once a month, and next month will be on April 12th. We also have our Arts and Community Theater and Children's Performing Arts Academy registration happening right now for the summer. We also have dance therapy on April 20th from Maurice Chestnut, and that's always a really popular event. So thanks for asking. If you have any other questions about our events, you can go to newarksymphonyhall.org.
Excellent. Thank you so much. The new, brand new president and CEO of Newark Symphony Hall, Tanisha Nash Laird. Thank you so much for coming in and joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Thank you so much for having me.